The 12th day of the blessed month of Beshans, the commemoration of the Archangel Michael. It is on the 12th of every Coptic month that our church commemorates the great prince of the heavenly host, Archangel Michael. It is through Michael's love and obedience to the Lord that he protects humans and fights against the devil. And it is through Michael's love for humans that he intercedes with God on our behalf, asking for the Lord to hear our prayers and forgive us our sins. It was the angels of the Lord, led by Michael, under the command of the Almighty God, who threw Lucifer and his followers from heaven. And throughout the history of humans on earth, Michael has protected us from evil, appeared to us during times of trouble, and will someday, during the end days, rise up and do final battle against Satan. He is the great soldier and servant and messenger of God, a mighty warrior who well serves his Creator, his one and only and eternal master of us all. May his intercession be for us always. Amen. The consecration of the Church of Saint Damiana. It is on this day that we commemorate the consecration of the Church of Saint Damiana the Nun. Damiana was the only child of the governor of part of Egypt during the reign of the hated Roman Emperor Diocletian. Her father raised her to love Jesus Christ and the Holy Church. When she became old enough to marry, she told her father she wished to become a nun with several of her friends, and her father agreed to build a palace that they could use as their convent. 40 other nuns lived with Damiana in prayer and devotion to God. But then Diocletian killed her father for being a Christian and sent an envoy with a group of soldiers to force Damiana and the other nuns to renounce their faith. Damiana and the others refused and were tortured horribly. Despite the envoy's cruelty and persistence, Jesus Christ was with them always, comforting their pain, healing their wounds, and strengthening them, with the knowledge that they would soon be in heaven with him. The brave Damiana and her sisters refused to even pretend they would renounce the Lord, and thus were tortured even more. But never were they alone in their pain and sorrows, for they always knew that Christ and his angels were there with them. Finally, the envoy ordered that Damiana and the other nuns be beheaded. Other Christians gathered the bodies of Saint Damiana and the other 40 nuns and hid them away until the persecutions were ended and Constantine the Great became emperor. Constantine had ordered that churches and monasteries be built at holy places across the empire, and that the bodies of saints and martyrs be gathered for burial in the churches. He sent his mother, the blessed Saint Helena, to find the bodies of the courageous Saint Damiana and the 40 nuns and build a church for their burial. Helena found their resting place near Alexandria and prepared the bodies with great respect and honor. She had them buried in an underground tomb with a church built over it, which was consecrated by Pope Alexandros, the 19th Pope of Alexandria, on the 12th of Beshans. Centuries passed, and in the 8th century AD, an Arab ruler tore down the church and built a palace for himself in its place. Shortly thereafter, there was a tremendous flood of the Mediterranean Sea that was destroying part of the city. An aide to the Arab king suggested he bring the Coptic patriarch, Pope Kail I, the 46th patriarch of Alexandria, to pray for the water to recede. The patriarch went to a church in Alexandria and prayed under the hopeful watch of the king. As the Pope and his entourage left the church carrying the cross, The floodwaters receded in front of them. They found the ruins of the governor's palace, but the tomb beneath it was intact. The king was grateful to the Pope for his prayers that saved the city and asked the patriarch what he could do to thank him. The Pope requested that the Muslim king build a church over the tomb of Saint Damiana and the 40 nuns as there was before, and the king agreed. The new church was consecrated on the anniversary of the first consecration, the 12th of Bashan, and the brave and faithful Saint Damiana is still one of the most beloved saints in Egypt. May her prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. The relocation of the relics of Saint John Chrysostom of the Golden Mouth. On this day, the church commemorates the relocation of the relics of Saint John Chrysostom from the city of Cuma, where he died, to the city of Constantinople in the year 437 AD. Saint John Chrysostom was the bishop of Constantinople and spoke so well and movingly that he was called the Golden Mouth. But not everyone felt that way about him. The Empress Eudoxia was willful and deceitful, and Saint John had rebuked her by refusing her Holy Communion. Angered, the young empress insisted that Saint John be exiled from Constantinople. Saint John's exile was a difficult one, and he died during this time. The Empress Eudoxia became ill, and she died soon thereafter. During the reign of Emperor Theodosius II, the remains of the great and holy Saint John Chrysostom were relocated to a church in Constantinople, with all the respect and honor due to this great father of the church. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. The commemoration of the appearance of a cross of light above Golgotha. Today is the commemoration of a miracle that occurred in Jerusalem's sky in the year 351 AD. This was during the reign of Saint Kyrillos, Patriarch of Jerusalem, and during the time of Constantius, son of the great Constantine, who was Emperor of the Roman Empire. Around noon in Jerusalem, the huge cross of light appeared in the skies, stretching from Golgotha, the site of the crucifixion of Jesus, to the Mount of Olives. So bright was this cross of light that it outshone the sun, and the people were amazed by it. Christians rushed to the Church of the Resurrection at this sign from God, and non-believers suddenly realized the truth of Christianity. The patriarch wrote to Emperor Constantius describing the miraculous event and reminding him that it was a great cross of light in the sky that had been seen by his father, the Emperor Constantine, and that sign from God led him to victory under the sign of the cross and established Christianity as the religion of the empire. May the blessing of the cross be with us always. Amen. The passing of Pope Mark VII, the 106th Patriarch of Alexandria. It was on this day in the year 1769, which was 1485 in the Coptic year of the martyrs, that Pope Mark VII passed away. He was the 106th Patriarch of Alexandria. He was born Simeon in the city of Klosna in the district of Banassa. He became a monk at the monastery of St. Anthony and then went to the monastery of St. Paul, where he was ordained a priest. Later, when the 105th Patriarch, Pope Ioannis XVII, died, Mark was chosen to succeed him and was ordained patriarch on the 30th of May 1789. in 1745, which was also the feast day of the entry of the Holy Family into Egypt. During the reign of Pope Mark, there was a mutiny in Egypt's army, and several government officials and royalty were killed. The Pope went through many hardships during this time, but he bravely shepherded his people through the turbulent times. It was Pope Mark who ordained Abba Peter to be metropolitan over Upper Egypt, and also ordained Abba Ioannis to the 103rd Metropolitan of Ethiopia. Pope Mark VII was residing in a monastery in El Mahdi, near Cairo, when God called him to his true home. The church that day was celebrating the feast of Saint Damiana, the commemoration of the Archangel Michael, the departure of Saint John Chrysostom, and after these prayers of commemoration, the Pope saw a vision of Saint Anthony and Saint Paul, at whose monasteries he had lived when he was young. After he passed away, Pope Mark was buried in the tomb of the patriarchs in the church of Saint Macarius in the monastery of Saint George. He had been patriarch for almost 24 years. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. The commemoration of the martyrdom of Master Moallem Melati. It was on this day that the church commemorates the martyrdom in 1803 AD of Master Moallem Melati. He was a scribe, a writer in the sense of a secretary, to Ayub Bek el Defterdar of the Mamluks of Muhammad Bek Abe el Dahab. The Mamluks were a ruling class that presided over Egypt for many years. When the French occupied Egypt under the leadership of Napoleon Bonaparte, they formed a department to look after national problems. They made Moallem Melati a general manager of this new department because he always showed such great wisdom and managerial ability. Both Christian and Muslim members agreed that Melati was the most logical choice to lead the new department. After the English drove out the French from Egypt, Melati and several other managers were protected until during a civil disturbance, the governor of Egypt, Tahir Pasha, had Moallem Melati arrested and beheaded in Cairo. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.